This episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you by Harry's, for guys like you that want a great shave experience for a fraction of what you're paying now. Go to harrys.com and get $5 off your first purchase by entering the code MORNINGSTREAM when you check out. Freaking mint in my mouth. Hold on.
Leave this in, please. I'm begging you.
All right, I'll leave it in. Coming up on TMS, can we finally stop photoshopping that damn thing?
Doc, shiny and chrome yet?
We can do the whole thing in that. That's no moon. It's record-breaking ticket sales.
Marty, Bob Barker, came on down.
Kimmel gets snubbed by Trump.
Bob Botox is for more than just faces.
I don't know what else I wrote because I didn't finish it. Oh, some other things and more.
And
oh,
Nicole,
yeah, Tom and Nicole. Return of Nicole and more. Nicole.
Ricola.
On this episode of The Morning Stream.
You don't have to be mentally ill to enjoy sitting perfectly still.
I'm bleeding to death. Ah, humor me.
Wrong order.
This is The Morning Stream.
Holy shit.
I'm bleeding to death. Humor me. This is The Morning Stream.
I'll do that all in post. I'll fix that in post.
No way.
Or I'll leave it, I guess. I don't know. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome to the morning stream for, this is important, Wednesday, October 21st, 2015. Why is it important? Check this out. Hold on. Come on. Here we go. Sit back. Oh, I know that music.
Marty, it's your kids.
Brian, it's a big day, man.
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited.
What are you going to do to celebrate Back to the Future 2 Day?
That was pretty much it, what we just did. That was it.
Wouldn't it be great if the 21st landed on Tuesday and we could call it Back to the Future Tuesday? Because
Back to the Future Tuesday, because it was really Back to the Future 2 that dealt with this timeline.
Yes. Right, yes. And like I said in the intro, if you could make any sense of our intro today, you heard me say that we can stop photoshopping fake dates on that thing because now the actual date has come.
Right, exactly.
So no more years long, hey, guess what it is next week kind of bullcrap. We don't have to do that anymore. So that's good. That's number one. Number two, I think we've all forgotten a very important fact in all of this hubbub, all this excitement, resurfacing videos, a Toyota commercial with Marty McFly and Doc Brown in it, talking all these years later to each other. Looking good. Everyone's looking old and good, right? And you got this re-release of soundtracks and the movie on Blu-ray. And Doc Brown did a little intro video thingy a couple of weeks ago, whatever it was. All of this hubbub, we've all forgotten one really important thing, Brian.
That in all of these future predictions, they couldn't figure out they couldn't predict the actual way we would pronounce G-I-G-A-W-A-T-T.
No, but... Let me add that to the list. That's actually pretty good. Here's what I think that they've all forgotten.
What's that?
Back to the Future 2 kind of sucked.
It was the worst of the trilogy for sure.
It was a bad movie.
And I don't think anybody would disagree with that.
Well, I've had a few already disagree on Twitter, and that's fine.
Leah Thompson's incredibly poorly done prosthetic boobs is probably the biggest offense in that whole movie.
It was pretty bad. Also, having Biff look like Biff in all three of the movies, no matter which son or grandfather of Biff he was.
Yeah, it seems a little odd that, you know, there's different lineage, right? There's different fathers and different mothers and everything, but I don't know. It's like these people all must have come from the same gene pool because they look the same in every timeline.
Well, Brian, that Biff DNA is some pure raw shit right there. I just think that that second movie, I really enjoyed the third, and I love the first as an American classic. There's no question about that in my mind. I want to make this very clear. I'm making points about my opinion here, okay? So everyone calm down. I'm not saying your opinions are wrong. I'm saying that I believe very strongly that Back to the Future 2 is poopy, and we all have rose-gold-colored glasses in 2015 looking back on a movie that really wasn't very good and was highly disappointing in the light of its predecessor.
Now, here's what I would say to that.
All right.
Because I think you're right. I mean, I think that, you know, on everything else being equal, you put those two movies, stack those two movies, or you stack all three movies against each other, and the second one isn't good. However, I treat Back to the Future 2 the same way that I treat Quantum of Solace. It is a continuation of the movie that precedes it. So if you think of it
better,
like...
Is it better back-to-back in your mind as well?
Much better back-to-back. You watch the two of them back... Actually, you watch all three back-to-back-to-back, mm-hmm. and two feels... It feels a lot better. Like, it seems a lot better than it does on its own. Going into the movie theater in 1987, I think it was, or whenever the second movie came out.
Yeah.
We were expecting a lot more, and I think it's...
It's a Matrix sequel for me.
I wouldn't go that far.
I would, because that first movie is so good. Mm-hmm. And then along, what's the second Matrix movie?
Reloaded?
Reloaded, maybe. I don't know.
It's so bad we can't even tell. Such a poor job of naming those damn things that you can't even remember.
They're awful.
It's like liquor before beer, beer before liquor. I can't remember which one is the bad one.
Yeah, I know. So feet of cold, starve of fever, whatever we were talking about yesterday.
Right, exactly.
Yes. So I think that is kind of what that was like for me anyway. Maybe that was even the first time I felt that way about a sequel. I saw that and went, oh my gosh, this is a steaming hot pile of gunk. And
I don't think either of the Matrix sequels work when you watch them back to back with the original, but I do think Back to the Future 2 works when you watch it back to back.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because the kids and I are doing this. We're gonna get them on Blu-ray, and then we're gonna do this very thing. We're gonna have a Saturday or something where we set it aside and we just watch three damn Back to the Future movies.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So anyway, just remember, everybody, it's fun to play. We're all having a good time. The internet's fun. Yeehaw! But that movie kind of. All right, it kind of sucked.
I like those. I record it, and I need to transfer it over so I can actually record the audio. Mm-hmm. But on the Today Show, 7 minutes into the Today Show, they bring in a newscaster to talk about Paul Ryan, and
Paul Ryan, the almost vice president, Paul
right?
Ryan.
Exactly.
Okay,
and it's some sort of political expert they bring in, and she says, "Yeah, well, you know, America is holding out for a hero." To quote the line from the anthem from Back to the Future, since it's Back to the Future Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, wait, holding out for a hero? No, I think that might have been Footloose. You're thinking of.
You're right. When he's dancing in the yard at the thing. Right.
I think it was the tractor, wasn't it? Wasn't holding out for a hero during the tractor trick and fight?
I'm trying to picture.
At least the music video for Holding Out for a Hero used the tractor fight.
I'm holding out for a hero. It's not. Yeah, I think you might be right. It's not when he's dancing. What's he doing when he's dancing? He's throwing the cigarette around and dancing in the Lehigh Roller Mills about 20 minutes south of me.
Right. Yeah. No, I don't know, because that was not one of the hits that came from that movie. I remember when I was doing the Frog Pants All-Stars thing.
Yeah.
I almost used that one because I thought, oh, that'll be a perfect one because everybody knows that scene from Footloose. And for some reason, I was thinking it was either Holding Out for a Hero or it was that Kenny Loggins, I'm Free.
Oh, that's the one, I think.
Yeah, but no, that's not it.
That's not it either?
No. Ah, it's a crappy, it is a crappy song that never was a hit.
It's funny, we just saw this on film, well, not just, but we saw it on Film Sack not that long ago, maybe a year ago, and I don't remember now. It wasn't, that did it for the boy.
No, that was when he's teaching, Chris Penn how to dance.
The cool Penn brother, I thought.
He is a cool Penn brother.
Yeah, of the Penns, he was.
And less wacky Penn brother.
Yeah, he was, well, perhaps more wacky in his roles, less wacky in real life. Although, didn't he die of a drug overdose? Maybe he was pretty wacky. I think that's what happened. He OD'd.
Dice Tomato, a.k.a. Dice Tannen, says that it is Kenny Loggins. So it is a Kenny Loggins song, but it's not one of those songs.
It's not a... I can't think of a Kenny Loggins song suddenly. Give me a Kenny Loggins song.
He's saying all of Footloose is Kenny Loggins. No, Denise Williams had a song. Bonnie Tyler had a song. Okay, I think we're done there.
Maybe they're thinking of Top Gun. They're thinking of Top Gun. Because Top Gun was...
Even Jan Hammer, I think, had...
Oh, he did?
Yeah, the Top Gun theme isn't...
Oh, I didn't
know. Danger Zone is... is Kenny Loggins' "Take My Breath Away" is Berlin.
Yeah, that's right.
So not every song. Listen, every soundtrack in the 80s had, by law, had to have a Kenny Loggins song on it, but he didn't do the entire soundtrack.
That guy was rocking it, man. He really was. He was like, who's like that today? Who's got their paw on every movie musically? Nobody.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of, and maybe you could, okay, if you said Trailers, Blur had to hold on that in the 90s.
I think there were like three of them. I mean, you could say that George Thorogood had a lock on movies with Bad to the Bone because he was that song was on so many.
All right, how about this? How many movie trailers had Blur song? I'm just curious if anyone's
song
compiled
number two
this.
Is what that's called, although that probably won't Google very well.
Here we go. Blur song two featured in commercials, movies, series, and events. What is the most used song in movies? They claim it is Blur's song two.
What? Really?
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. Other uses. Okay, so it was used in FIFA, the video game, Road to the World Cup 98. It has been used in numerous advertisements, including the Pentium 2, the Nissan Sentra, television spots for Starship Troopers, often heard association with football, hockey, baseball, stadiums, blah, blah, blah. It was featured in Charlie's Angels, the film, 2000. Drew Barrymore in the fight scene in 2009. It was featured in a TV commercial for Michelob Ultra. let's see. Guitar Hero 5. Oh, well, that's not. You can't compare that. Saints Row 4. Madden NFL 11. Parks and Recreation.
Okay.
Big Bang
Theory.
But all
those are TV things. It's not. These aren't movie trailers.
Yeah, I'm trying to find one that says actual movie trailers. And it's
By the way, the always on top of it Ice Warm, who responds to us via Twitter. says it was 1989 for Back to the Future 2. Matrix Reloaded was number two. Revolutions was number three.
Okay, thank you for the correction there, Mike.
Yes.
We appreciate it.
We love you. We love you, Iceworm. I pick on you because Twitter is probably one of the slowest ways to get a correction to us.
I like it because it seems random and out of nowhere. Like, if you don't have context for what he's saying. Right. It's just
Twitter
like,
followers, Iceworm's Twitter followers are like...
It's like, what the hell?
What the heck? Yeah.
All right, Brian, we need a progress update. Boop, 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 boop. A 3D printing update from Brian on his mask, his shining chrome
Joe
mask. Yeah, how's it going?
So the glue's set. So this thing is now fully set and sealed. I have not done anything as far as filling the... the next thing is going to be filling this seam right here, which does separate, but, you know.
The little gap. How do you do that? Do you use the same material and then melt it down or something? What do you do?
You can put a little bit of filament in a Dremel tool and watch it spin really fast.
Oh.
And because of friction, it's basically friction welding. You weld it shut.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's super cool. But for this, I'm actually going to go to the hobby store and get some of that putty.
Oh,
and,
nice.
Like, fill the crack with putty, let it dry, and then you can sand it.
Oh, I love putty. You always said things like, hey, Peter.
That's a typo.
Hey, that's a typo. Is that
the Sinkmaster 5000? Yeah, that's a typo.
I love that one. All right, anyway, you're making me want to watch it. All right, is that your next step, or is there is a painting? Are you putting more on there? What are you doing? Is that
it? Yeah, so putting the putty in there and then sanding it and then painting it. I'm going to paint this one first before I attach any hoses. But the big project yesterday was really just getting the printer moved over to the other side of the basement, hooking up OctoPrint, and getting stuff working. Now, here's the goofy thing. With the program that I was using when my laptop was sitting on top of the 3D printer and I was just printing stuff from there, like this awesome Immortan Joe mask, everything was working fine. But when you start using a different slicing program and printing program, all of a sudden you have a whole different set of crap to calibrate.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem is there's no standard yet. Everything's
the Wild West.
Yeah. Definitely the Wild West.
Yes.
Like Back to the Future 3, where Doc Brown's kids grabbed a wiener, pointed at his wiener.
It all comes back.
Yep. Every time. All right, Brian, when you put that mask on and it's all finished and painted, here's what I'm going to hear in my head when it happens.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to hear. Nice. Best soundtrack of the year, by the way.
All right, okay.
If Tom Holkenborg, a.k.a. Junkie XL, does not win an Academy Award for his soundtrack for Mad Max Fury Road, I will boycott films forever.
I will move to Canada.
I'm moving to Canada with the
hot prime minister.
He's good. He's a real looker, that guy.
He is a good looking guy. Yeah.
All right. Speaking of good looks, we got one quick thing to do, and then we'll call Daryl.
All right.
We'll be getting mashups like crazy from a couple of very talented guys. One is Shane. One is Dave. Shane sent us one that I'm going to play now. Dave sent us one I'm going to play during emails. I wanted to sandwich the show with it.
All right. We got dueling mashups.
They're both excellent. I think you'll really enjoy this one right here. So here's Shane's. This comprises episodes 889 through 892. Here you go.
Die Harder.
Die Harder, yeah. Is das Airplane? Is the Airplane is this one. This one has an airplane in it, yeah.
You always got a little thing here or there. Nothing wrong with that. That's
I wouldn't
good.
Say that.
Well, you know. Brian, let me sweeten the pot.
I enjoy your complete devotion to just shitting in the dark on these.
My sister sent me a, my daughter. Gosh dang it.
I hear you don't like my YouTube video and you think I might be gay.
Oh, it's my old friend Ned with a leg for an arm and an arm for a leg.
Able to get fresh blackberries whenever he wants, you silly person. Excelsior.
Menage a trois?
Don't like it. Don't like it.
No pornographer.
No pornographer. We have a no pornography rule.
There's no butt touching time.
Nope.
No time is a good time to touch butts.
Get married, then you can touch butts. Go F yourselves, you sad, attention-grabbing, power-hungry little men. A good one.
Very good. Yes.
A quality mashup if I've ever heard one. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate it. All right. Brian?
Yeah.
All right. Having a good time today. Let's bring it
down.
Let's
keep the magic rolling with a little Daryl.
Well, that's what I meant. Yeah. I didn't mean bring it down. I meant bring it up.
You know that's what you didn't mean.
Bring it up. It is Stump a Trek Nerd time, and it's brought to you by
Trained Noobs, a PC gaming podcast hosted by two professional casual gamers. This NSFW podcast features big news of the week in PC gaming with an easy-to-listen format and lots of antics that accompany a decade of friendship. A high-quality production, consistent release schedule, relevant news, and two friends calling bullshit on each other is what you can expect with this weekly podcast. Subscribe on your podcast app by searching for Trained Noobs or learn everything about us at trainednoobs.com.
On the line with us is Daryl Skeels, host, co-host of the fine podcast, This Week in Trek, at thisweekintrek.com. He comes on the show.
This Week in Grumpy.
This Week in Grumpy Trek. Daryl is the man. He comes on, does hard trivia questions about Star Trek on the show. We always have a good time, talk about a lot of stuff. Daryl, you're here. How's it going? Hello, Daryl.
Hello.
That went well. Already going good. Distance, hover over your router.
We have a problem.
Somebody's living in a dome today. Somebody's got a big metallic dome they're living in. Maybe the phone's a good alternative when things don't work out.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
It's the bat phone.
It's the phone. We haven't done the phone in a long time.
Wow.
Oh, you guys sound like crap.
Of course we do, and so do you. Yay! Are you on, is this your office phone or your phone?
It's the office phone.
Oh, okay, cool. And we're not being tapped or recorded for customer quality, right?
Yeah, you could be. I don't know.
Oh, that could be. Brian, let's not say anything sensitive here.
All right,
It's all...
No government secrets.
It's all above board. All right, Daryl.
I don't understand why the other phone didn't work. I've got three balls.
You have three balls?
I swarm.
Daryl has three balls. That's amazing. I always suspected.
Well, it is the future.
Yeah, I did suspect that, but I never knew for sure.
Two neckties, three balls.
Confirmation. Three
silver glasses and the Cubs win the pennant. There you go.
All right, so what's the point? The point is Daryl's here now, finally, and we can do a Star Trek trivia question, and I've got one for you. I'm going to lay it on you. Before I do, though, I need a mash update, and I'm going to play a little theme for it.
That's what she said.
You got to be done by now, right?
I am done.
Oh, how did that feel? Yeah. You just did an entire series, one of the most venerable dramas in the history of television, and you did it in just a few months' time. How'd that feel for you?
Yeah, it was weird. 11 years. I have lived... It's like that Star Trek episode with the flute where Picard lived a whole life in 20 minutes.
The one with the flute. That gives such honor to that episode, that fine episode. Call it the one with the flute. But no, yeah, where he's laying in the bridge and it's like only 25 minutes, but he lived a whole lifetime.
Right. Yeah. The Inner Light is what that one is called.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. So 11 years of programming and you consumed it in hardly any time.
You probably, even your watching of it was longer than the actual Korean War.
Yeah. I guess that's it. Well, I guess that was about a year, but yeah.
Right, yeah.
It was a year? Okay. 3 years? 2 years? Whatever it was.
2 years. I don't know.
My history sucks.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So the verdict then, does it hold up as an important hallmark in television history or not?
It totally holds up. Yeah. It is ageless. It's perfect.
Yeah, you can watch it again. Well, perfect in the sense that... this is interesting. In the way that TNG is also somewhat perfect. It's got lots of flaws and bad episodes. But
yeah,
but it holds up and it's a thing you want to never go away. Mm-hmm. It's like that. I would agree. That's well said.
I think you could watch it in 50 years. I think it would still be good.
Yeah. What's your stance on Back to the Future 2?
I'm tired of hearing about it already.
You said that in such a sad, resignful way.
I know.
I'm really tired of hearing about it.
I love it and everything. It's just that it's everywhere. I can't turn anywhere without running into it today.
So you do like Back to the Future 2? You're a fan?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you're crazy, but that's fine. I thought that already. Here's the other thing I would just say finally about the Back to the Future stuff. Somebody on Twitter this morning said, well, it's better than Waterworld. And I wrote back and said, yeah, but Waterworld's great for the wrong reason. It's great for other reasons. Like, I can't say that about Back to the Future 2, but I can say that about Waterworld. Waterworld has got paper. You ever seen paper? All right, Brian, or Daryl, let's do your question. Here it is. The Next Generation episode, The Game, you know, the one with the discs and cones, right?
Uh-huh.
Video game addiction. The Enterprise takes on an arsenal of new science teams to help explore the Phoenix Cluster. Oh, those are so good. I get them at the mall. There's the Phoenix clusters.
Yeah, when they deep fry them too much, like use too much batter, they're not so good.
I know, but they're so hot, you know, like Phoenix. Get it?
Yeah.
What ship transferred the science teams to the Enterprise? Was it the USS Carolina, the USS Wellington, the USS Kearsarge?
You know who pilots like that one?
Who does
Mickey
that?
Mickey Minaj.
Captain Minaj.
The USS Kearsarge.
Or finally, sorry, the USS Zhukov. It sounds like a Russian. So yeah. Carolina, Wellington, Kearsarge, and Zhukov are your options. I want you to think about those real hard. By the way, today I thought I got a package with food in it. It wasn't. It was a package with a pen, a custom pen sent to me by Kevin. It is it features artwork of my the Mendoza goose that I did.
Oh.
In the pen. So the pen's got this Mendoza goose wrapped around the pen's body.
When you turn the pen upside down, is Mendoza naked?
No, but when you when you push it, it goes, F you, human, F you. Just kidding. It doesn't do that. But it's super cool, and I'm jazzed about it. And we may think about putting some of those in the store or something. They're really good, and he custom made it, and I'm totally impressed. I'm always impressed by the craftsmanship of our listeners. Even Daryl over here, who makes phasers all the time. Right?
Phasers.
Phasers? We need to check the ship's phasers. Now I gotta play it. Where is it? Gosh dang it.
We're scaring up secrets.
No. No.
Let's test the ship's phasers.
There, that was worth waiting for, wasn't it? All right. Daryl, what's going on today in Star Trek history?
Why do I feel like I'm being delayed?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I know why. Are you being delayed? I know why, because I was trying to find that clip and it took me a while. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And on this day in 1991, Star Trek VI, The Undiscovered Country, was viewed by Gene Roddenberry only 3 days before he passed away.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's,
I did not know that. Why do I find that such a haunting fact? I guess that just seems ironic, given that he's the father of it.
Well, he had to see something.
I hope I die
it was
5
be something he saw that was going to be the last thing he saw before he died.
I want to die 5 minutes after TMS airs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Not really, but...
But not this one.
Not this, this one. One. No. Yeah. I'm, like our final one when we're in our 70s
I want TMS to be the last show we ever do.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yes. All right. Well, there's that. Celebrate that. I don't know. That's sad. I don't want to celebrate that.
No.
But Daryl, I do want to celebrate your wisdom and knowledge. So let's see how you did here. It's the Carolina, the Wellington, the Kearsarge, or the Zhukov. What do you like there?
I don't remember. The Wellington sounds familiar, and that's probably something yummy to eat. So I will pick that.
Because it has beef, right? Beef Wellington.
Can you? What makes it Wellington? Can you have Wellington chicken?
Brian,
you probably could.
You're a cook.
It's beef that's in a wrapped in a pastry shell. So you could probably do the same thing and make a chicken.
It says here a preparation of fillet steak coated with pate. And then wrapped in a puffy pastry and baked. Some recipes include wrapping the coated meat in crepe to retain the moisture and prevent it from making the pastry soggy. I apologize to all the listeners for me saying the word moisture. I hate that word so much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, look at that. That looks great. Oh my gosh, that looks good.
Beef Wellington?
Yeah, I would eat this.
Have you not watched Hell's Kitchen?
No, not even once. I've never seen The Angry Chef Guy, not once.
Oh, really?
Nope.
Not any of the shows?
Not one of them. I've seen clips of him yelling at some lady. That's about it. I've never seen any of them. I don't know what's up with that guy. He's just pissed, right? Is that the deal?
Yeah, yeah.
He's just all mad all the time.
Always angry.
I want to say I unplugged like 2006 or something. And since I'm cutting the cord, I don't think it's just been available anywhere for me to even be curious about.
No, maybe. I don't know if that's... Well, yeah, it probably streams on the Fox app or something like that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're probably right. It's
And it may be up now. Like, Netflix may have it now for all I know. But at the time, at least when it was out and big, I guess it's still big. He still does it? Is it still a thing?
Yeah, it's still going. And he does that MasterChef show. And for a while, Kitchen Nightmares. I don't know if that's still going. But yeah.
He's
the one I like. I like that guy. I don't like the guy who does... There's another angry British guy who's way more muscular.
Oh, really?
And he looks like he spits all over the place when he talks, and I can't remember his name.
Yeah, I don't want any chef who spits all over the place.
He just looks like, you know, he looks like he's always got like a thimble full of mucus resting on his lips as he's talking. He's like getting ready to spray all over anybody that he's yelling at.
Yeah, I don't want to know how moist his beef Wellington is.
I'm sure somebody in the chat room knows what I'm talking about. They'll put his name up. But
oi. So he's not Jamie Oliver, not him. He's cool.
No, not Jamie Oliver, no.
I like that guy. He's a hippie. I like him.
No, not the Naked Chef. Who is that guy? He does, it's like another like... restaurant renovations or restaurant.
He's not the creepy roly-poly one that looks like the guy from Heroes first season that goes around the world and eats like fish testicles and stuff, right?
No, not Man versus Food or whatever.
What's his name? Weird Food or what's it called?
Restaurant Impossible? No, what is it? It's
Dirt Claude.
Yes, it is Restaurant Impossible, and it's the guy.
Oh, he comes in and fixes everything.
Yes, what the hell's that guy's name?
I know who you mean. That I have seen. I've
Robert
seen
Irvine.
Yeah, he comes in a suit and goes, "All right, so broken. Your kitchen sucks. Your wait staff sucks. Right. F off."
And he just looks like he spits all over you while he's talking.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Because later the customer's like, "Oh, the place has improved so much, but everything's all wet. What's going on here?" It's because that guy came in and spit on everything. Beef Wellington, get it today. Catch it. All right, Daryl, let's get to you. Let's get back to you. You said Wellington. Let's find out if you're right. That was the whole point of this. I forgot why we were talking about it. Did you get it right? Let's see. It's a rough week, dude. Three wrong this week. The Zhukov is the correct answer. The science team comes across this ship. Here's a clip of Riper. He wrote Clio. Here is a Clio of Riker and Picard discussing this. It threw me off. Here you go.
Right. Yeah. Starting to get busy around here. Five new science teams just beamed in from the Zhukov. The quarters are filling up fast.
On top of everything, there's been a change. We're beginning only 2 weeks to complete the exploration.
2 weeks? That's not enough time to explore a region that size. I thought we had 5 weeks.
Commander, Starfleet has added a diplomatic mission to Oceanus 4.
Well, I'm leaving it up to you to make sure that all the science departments have an equal chance of completing their research.
Jeez.
It'd be quite a juggling act.
Way to offload all the work to Riker, dude. Yeah, everything sucks. It's all falling apart. Riker, you take care of it. I'm going to go to my ready room and eat a fish.
I'm going to be in my red room, Netflixing and chilling.
Okay, I got a question about that. Netflixing and chilling.
Yeah.
My understanding is that is a euphemism for getting it on.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I want to get some confirmation on this. Somebody told me that I shouldn't be saying that because it doesn't mean what I think it means. I thought it just was like a modern thing, like, yeah, we're gonna see Netflix and chill tonight.
Oh, holy cow. Well, Urban Dictionary is the first thing that comes up, and that's apparently exactly what they say it means.
Okay, so yeah. If you're some college junior and you're like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend and I are going to be Netflixing and chilling tonight in the dorm, that is code for they're going to be doing it. Yeah. There's going to be coitus, Brian. Coitus.
There you go.
Hate that
word. That's exactly what it is.
There you go then. Daryl.
Netflix and chill. So apparently you just put Netflix on in the background so that it covers up the sounds of Muffky Fuffky.
Listen, when people say, oh, Scott's so innocent. Listen, if somebody said Netflix and chill without context, it doesn't mean anything on the face of it.
Right.
I know what it means to chill and watch Netflix. I do it all the time. because it's been assigned some nefarious nature, it's not my thing. Anyway. Hanging out is not having sex. Oh, my gosh. The chat room is throwing me for a loop today. Daryl's a Trek nerd. Find Daryl on Twitter under the name The Trek Nerd. You can also find him at This Week in Trek, thisweekintrek.com, and The Grumpy Cast. Daryl, play a game with us now. Do you got something handy?
Okay. How about Trek medical condition or MASH medical condition?
Okay. I don't know if I... Okay, I do have something. Here you go.
Hey, baby. You want some meat?
I'm a vegan. Do I look like I want some meat?
Yeah, look like I want some meat.
so smooth. Such a smooth delivery from that guy.
Yeah, it was really good. All right, go.
His breath smells like soy.
Kanishis.
Kanishis? Also a vegan treat. Kanishis. Oh, wait, what were the two categories?
This is MASH disease or Star Trek disease?
Yeah.
That's a weird sounding disease.
Kanishis.
I got a bad case of Kanishis.
He's got the Kanishis.
Get away from me. You've got Kanishis. I guess I could hear it like Kanishis disease, like it was somebody's name. And right. That even sounds kind of Star Trek-y, but Kanishis. He's killing us on these. I don't know.
He is. And it always comes down to like, all right, would somebody in the writer's room of Star Trek coming up with a fake disease
be able to
say Kanishis and have it stick? And I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I can hear Crusher. You think it's MASH?
It's got to be something real that MASH just referenced. Yeah.
Yes. If it was Kanishi's disease, like that was the full thing, I could hear like Crusher saying it.
Right. But it sounds like Jewish food.
But if it's, yeah, it does. You can't have those on.
Deli. We're going to go down to Kanishi's and get a hot pastrami.
Oh, they're so good. Kanishi's is great. You can't eat there on Friday, though. All right. So we say, I guess we say real or we say MASH.
Well, it's about time.
Oh, good.
Kanishis is the graying of hair, like what Alan Alda has.
Oh, like what probably all three of us have to some degree or another. Brian doesn't know because he won't grow his out. Got to grow that out, Brian.
It's grown out.
Is it?
I haven't shaved it. Yep.
Let me see.
Wow, you're not going to be able to see. You'll be able to see more on the sides and the back.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of Picardy.
Kind of Picardy.
Yeah, I like
Kanisha
that.
Kanisha Picardy.
Kanisha Picardy, sitting on the beach drinking Picardy. All right. Bye, Daryl.
We're gonna party like
television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Having too much fun today. It's the news brought to you by
Keymailer. Whether you're a casual streamer or a YouTube superstar, Keymailer makes it easy for content creators to request and receive keys for Steam games to showcase on their channels. Go to keymailer.co and sign up now.
Sounds great. That is a Mark the Terpster Turpin joint, and we should all support him. And it's also just dumb not to, because
you can send him the Steam code for Le Dick.
Le Dick. You know, my favorite thing he's said lately, have I told you?
You might have played this. I don't know.
This one.
Scott, can we cut that bit out about my tiny dick?
That part.
Yes.
That was really good.
From Hypothetical Health.
This is correct. There'll be a new one of those up today. I don't want to say anything about it. It was something else. You guys will have to check it out. Hypotheticalhelp.com. All right. Duh. Star Wars tickets broke a sales record. Duh.
Duh.
I mean, like, duh. Star Wars Force Awakens broke the record for the highest number of first-day pre-sales tickets ever, according to Fandango. They reported this on Tuesday. They were also down a lot that first day, so I don't know if they missed some or not. But anyway, the site has sold 8 times as many tickets as it did on the first day of the previous record holder, which was The Hunger Games in 2012. And that's before the 24-hour mark was even reached. The Twilight Saga Eclipse in 2010 slipped to third place in first-day advanced sales. I don't know what this these three names all scare me just slightly. Like Star Wars, I get. Hunger Games, kinda. Yeah. Twilight, the third Twilight, really?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Was that the third one? The third
Eclipse?
One.
Eclipse? I have no idea. New Dawn, Eclipse.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sparkle? I don't know. I don't know.
Sparkle. Twilight Sparkle.
Twilight Sparkle. Wow. I don't want this to become a trend. I don't want to have to buy tickets for a movie 2 months in advance for the premiere. I want to be able to get them the day of, like I always do, live in the spontaneity of, hey, let's go see a movie tonight. Oh, that new such and such is opening. Oh, yeah, I didn't go buy tickets back in August, so I guess we can't go see it.
Yeah, I think the only chance of that happening, though, is if, because everything can't be this kind of event.
Right.
And.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. We're not going to be buying tickets 2 months in advance for the Chipmunk sequel.
Sure.
The third or whatever it is.
But you might for Rogue One, or you might for Episode right. 8, or you might right. for, you
or the
know,
next,
like...
the next Marvel movie, you know, Captain Marvel, or...
possibly, although those haven't had that problem. They're not even in the top 10.
Civil War.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I'll bet you they'll do this for Civil War. Yeah, it just seems...
I mean, they always do it. It isn't a problem of whether they do advanced ticket sales or not. It's that they don't sell out like this.
Well, and I think that the thing is that... we haven't had to wait a long time for a new Marvel movie, right? I mean, we got Iron Man, and then it was like, boom, 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 couple every year, another Marvel movie. Mm-hmm. So it's not like there's the anticipation as much as there has been for Star Wars, because we haven't, you know, it's been
10 years.
It's been 3,700 years since the last Star Wars movie.
If you don't count those prequels, yes. The prequels were at 10 years. If you count Episode 1, we're at 15. If you count... Mm-hmm. Jedi, that was 20, or that was 1984, was it? So that would have been
82, I think.
That was 84.
77, 80, and 83. That's 83.
83, okay.
Yeah.
So 83.
3 years apart on those.
So 83 to 93, that's 10. 93 to 2000, that's 20. Mm-hmm. So we're at 32 years.
32 years, yeah.
Since the last good Star Wars
movie. Yeah, we can
movie.
Call it. We count the sequels, though, because we waited in line for tickets for the sequels, Scott. You and I both did.
The prequels, yeah, we did. And they were
did
shit.
Did I say the sequels? I meant the prequels.
You did, but they were shit.
Yeah.
They were garbage. All right. Anyway, so all those they broke all these records. So good job. Way to go.
Yeah.
Good job. Bob Barker. Mm-hmm. Come on down. That guy?
I was a little worried when I read the opening and it said Bob Barker came on down. I was thinking, oh, crap. Did Bob Barker die and I didn't hear about it?
Well, you remember a few months ago, I had assumed that Bob Barker had already died. So this was good news to me that he not only is well and alive, but he's also okay after an accident. Here's what happened. He got a cut on his head and has been treated for such after a sidewalk fall. Now, I assume that means he fell on the sidewalk. The sidewalk did not fall somewhere. Bad sentence. Let's see. The Price is Right host or ex-host and graduate of Central High School in Springfield, Missouri.
Thanks for that information. Oh, there you go. From stlouis.cbslocal.com. Never mind. That's why.
Yeah, they're trying to say local favorite. Bob Barker took a fall on the sidewalk and he was treated for a cut to his head and scraped leg, says a spokesman. Barker, 91, that's the ripe old age, was out for his daily walk near his house Tuesday when he stumbled on an uneven pavement.
I bet 92.
You're correct. I don't know the music. How's it go? How's the music go? Help me. They still use it?
Of course they do, yeah.
Theme. I'm going to just play a
Drew
piece.
Drew Carey's rocking that one.
Yeah, he seems to be liking that. Let's hear the theme song. Here you go. Just a little taste.
That's right. We got somebody in the audience. Come on, man. All right.
Now, bonus points if you've got the cliffhanger theme handy.
Oh, I don't, but I can find it. Price is Right cliffhanger song. Here you go. I found it.
All right.
Is this it?
Yeah, this is it. This is the actual song that comes from.
Oh, weird. Okay. I can't see how long it is.
Long leader.
Is it just go forever?
No, no, because we got to get to yo lady, yo yo. Oh,
here it is.
Oh my gosh.
I used to kind of watch that when I get home from school. That was the thing I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, me too.
It wasn't bad. It was all right.
No. When you were sick, yeah. Heck yeah.
It was great. And those pretty ladies would come out and go, a brand new car. And they,
by the way, Bob Barker touched me.
Yeah. Touched me inappropriately on my boob. That is not me diminishing sexual harassment in the workplace. Okay, everybody?
No.
In fact, I just watched a really interesting Anita Hill documentary. The whole Justice Thomas Coke can pubic hair deal back from the late 80s, early 90s. That was interesting. And also, I had forgotten that it happened in 91. I thought it was way earlier than that.
Oh, I would have too, yeah. Huh.
Time is a strange mistress.
Silver Wisp suggests that's our new Wendy intro music.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad, actually.
It's not bad. It's very non-Swedish, but still, she might enjoy it. All right, what else here? Oh, yeah, so he got hurt. He's fine. Mm-hmm. Jimmy Kimmel. On Donald Trump's cancellation. Donald Trump was supposed to come on your show. It's going to be huge when I come on your show.
Hey, you know, I kind of like Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's already, you know, he's...
Yeah. Maybe not so much now.
Not so much.
Also, that voice was not so much Trump as it was... who were you doing there? You were invoking a different voice.
Well, see, here's the thing. Is that when you listen to Trump, and it's very easy to go with the, yeah, you know, this casino is going to be huge... Very easy to go into kind of the Phil Hartman Sinatra direction with that.
That's true.
But when you listen to him and you don't look at him and you don't look at the faces he makes that look like he would be talking like a 1920s gangster.
Yeah.
He's a really high-pitched, whiny guy.
Interesting. I'm going to have to listen more carefully.
And he over-enunciates.
Yeah.
You know, when he opens his mouth wider at times than...
Yeah, you're right. He does do that.
Yeah. But his voice is a little bit higher than people are... people may want to do when they're doing
it. I like it. You're like workshopping it. This is great.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding?
This is really good.
I'm getting ready for, 4 years of doing that impression.
Hooray. All right. So what's going on? Oh, he canceled his appearance there. And Jimmy Kimmel says, we told him there were cameras here, right? Anyway, Donald Trump was supposed to be a guest on Tuesday night's episode of Jimmy Kimmel Live, but the Republican frontrunner canceled at the last minute because of a political obligation he could not miss, he says. So then the jokes came. I'm dying to find out what this major political commitment was. Usually it means he had to go on CNN and call someone an idiot or something, Kimmel says, who tapes a show in New York this week. He told his audience on Tuesday night, why did he cancel? We told him there were cameras here, right? Are Tuesday nights the night he volunteers down at the orphanage? Kimmel joked that he planned to give each member of the audience a basketball doused in cologne so viewers could fully experience what it would have been like to have Donald Trump there. I might know why Donald Trump didn't come on your show. I'm just going to make a guess that maybe it may have been a little hostile territory and he wasn't in the mood. I don't know. Normally he doesn't back down from that stuff, but
right. Well, he's also in 2 weeks supposed to be the guest host on Saturday Night Live. We'll see if he sticks to that.
Guest host?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it's going to be Donald Trump and Sia.
It's not his first time. I think he was on there a long time ago. Let's see.
Yeah, I don't, as a host, I think as a Was he a full-on host?
Let's see. Donald Trump hosts SNL.
I knew he came on not as a guest, but like as a...
Oh, that's not it. Donald Trump, SNL. Oh, there's nothing but news about it coming up.
Right.
And nothing about old stuff. How about this one? Yeah, you're going to love this.
Okay.
I meant to share this with you before. Here you go. Listen to this. Here we go. All
right. I really think this is the right thing.
Oh, that audio couldn't be worse. Hold on, let me find a real one. Here we go.
All right.
Here you go.
Napoleon, Alexander the Great, Donald Trump, we're all cut from the same cloth, and that cloth is very, very large.
It's not too big, is it?
No.
Why do New Yorkers have such big mouths?
Go big or go home.
Because they eat big pizza like the big New Yorker from Pizza Hut. We're talking 40% bigger.
It's a Pizza Hut commercial. We need a president who shills for Pizza Hut.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm all up for that. No, I'm not. I'm not at all.
They had a great comparison during SNL of of Trump's candidacy, basically comparing it to that season of American Idol where Sanjaya was one of the contestants. Mm-hmm. And he was horrible, right? He couldn't sing and he couldn't dance and he was just really, really bad. But we kind of collectively as a society decided, let's keep this guy on here as a joke. Let's vote in and keep him up there. Mm-hmm. And after a while, he kept winning and winning and winning. And finally, he was like in the top five. And people said, oh, my God, this is not funny anymore. He keeps winning. Why does he keep getting?
I like the comparison. I actually think there's something there to that.
There is a good analogy there. Yes.
I still don't know. I don't know. You know what he does hasn't answered yet for me, and I would love him to answer it, because I don't, and I'm being serious here. I'd really like him to answer what he means by "Make America Great Again." I need to know what he means. Does he mean as compared? When was the time he's talking about? Was it a year ago? Was it during Bush's reign? Who he has major conflicts with the Bush time? Is it way before that? Was it Reagan, where everyone thinks Reagan was the best thing ever? Was it before that? Was it back before, electricity? Like, when's he talking about?
Right.
He never says that. You know, he never says it. Make America great again. We're going to make America great again.
Like when it was great.
Yeah, when was that exactly?
When it was great.
When was that? No one will ask him when that was. I need Jon Stewart to come back and just ask the question. Someone needs to ask him, because he won't say.
Please ask, yes.
And then when people spout it out, oh, I'm so excited for Donald Trump to win. He's going to make us great again. I'll admit, you could cherry pick a bunch of great moments in our history. You could cherry pick some pretty shitty ones too.
Well, of course. But America is great, right?
Yeah, I love my country.
Can we agree that, you know?
I love my country. All right, I do. But I just don't understand this idea that it needs to be great again. Okay, well, when you say that contextually, you need to tell me when the hell the time was you're referring to.
And it's a good point, because if that's what he wants to take us back to, we have a right to know what he's aiming for.
Yeah. Is he talking about the McCarthy era?
Well, we're going to go back to wearing powdered wigs, first of all.
We're going to relinquish all our technologies.
It was back when we didn't have trailers for movies that had women and black people in them.
Well, see, that's my point. What does he think it was great? And he won't say. Nobody will say. And it creeps me out, to be honest. It really creeps me out, because it means nothing, but people think it means everything.
Right.
And I'm really bothered by that. So is your cat. Look at him just stretch and be all pissed. All right. Did you know, by the way, one final note here, Brian.
Yeah.
Botox presents irregular heartbeats after bypass surgery. It's not just for your face or your bum anymore.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. You can get Botox in your face, and according to this, a third of all patients undergoing bypass surgery, that's heart, will develop arterial fibrillation, which puts them at a very high risk for cardiovascular complications, heart attacks, and the like. This researcher says that Botox injected into the heart post-op after getting the bypass virtually eliminates the problem, which makes sense. You're kind of deadening spastic muscle material, musculature. I guess. I'm no doctor.
Right. But yeah, okay. So when I first read this, I thought it was like, oh, great. So people with Botox won't have problems with heartbeats after bypass surgery. But they're saying actually use it as part of the surgery.
Yeah. It's like finding out that cocaine is good for baby rashes or something. You know, it's like, oh, wow. We thought this was only good for one thing, but really it's good for this other thing. I'm gonna take a quick break to tell you about our friends at Harry's. Guess who's fixing our shaving problems? Harry's at harrys.com. Shaving with dull blades is no fun. Sometimes you cut yourself, scrape yourself. Dull blades are terrible. They suck. You draw blood. Nobody likes looking at you when you got blood all over your face. Razors are expensive. You have to get them out of that dumb glass thing in the store. It's a huge pain in the butt. That's where Harry's comes in. High quality razors at about half the price of big brand blades. They make them all in their factory in Germany, which means German engineering. Sharpness, high performance, no more dull blades that just blow. They'll ship them for free to your front doorstep. Absolutely free. They're a very efficient company because they cut out all the middlemen and they go straight to you. I got the Winston set, which I love, and it was brought straight to my door. Piece of cake. All this cool stuff came with it. Razor handle with a great look and feel through razor blades, a choice of either shaving cream or foaming shave gel. The Truman set, which is the starter set, is also an amazing deal. You can get all of that for just $15. I really like them a lot. I think Harry's is amazing. That's HARRYS.com. Enter the coupon code MORNINGSTREAM and get $5 off your first purchase with that code. That's MORNINGSTREAM at checkout. at harrys.com.
Cool.
Anyway, good luck to them. We're going to take a break. When we come back, it's time for Recommendals. Nicole is making her triumphant return, and we may even get to see the baby on screen. Let's hope.
Nice.
Then Tom will be here with Tom's Tech Time. Before all of that, Brian has a request, and it involves music.
It does, and we're going to satisfy a couple of requests today with this first one. Aaron from Shirley, New York asked, Dear Scott and, or Great Scott and Brian. Great Scott
Great
and Brian.
Scott.
This is heavy. The day of Doc and Marty's arrival to 2015 is here. In honor of this long-awaited date, I can't think of any better to song than a cover of Back in Time, originally by Huey Lewis and the News. I would love to hear this as a ska or reggae cover if one exists. Look at it roll. Now we can watch TMS while we eat. Oh, yeah, rolling the TV into the living room or the dining room.
Nice.
Well, I'm going to make like a tree and get out of here. Bye, guys.
Nice.
And then Jamie also wrote in, hello, witty, Scott and Brian / witty. In other words, it was, HTML tags.
Sure.
I'd like to request a song commemorating the date that Marty McFly showed us how awesome hoverboards are going to be. So basically, yeah, more people requesting Huey Lewis and the News covers. Here's the problem. Not a lot of great covers by Back in or of Back in Time by Huey Lewis and the News.
I love that song.
Yeah, I'm with you too. Yeah. But not so good. However, there's a crap ton, a veritable crap ton of covers of The Power of Love, and a lot of them are really good. So we're going to play one of those from the album Frame Number One by a Finnish band called Yannick. Probably a Finnish singer named Yannick from 2003. Here is his cover of Huey Lewis and the News, The Power of Love.
Is that band all see-through and like little baby fish heart beating?
They float
down
a few inches above the ground.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're Finnish. Okay. I got that straight. Here's your song. We'll be back in a minute.
Power of love is a curious thing. Make it one man weep. Make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, breaks like cream. Stronger and harder than a bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good, make it wrong.
scientist.
I've done it. It's dissect an alien, and it's
gross.
You take his insides out and put them back in.
Too gross.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
He's a real slime bucket.
Yeah.
Dissect an alien. Watch for time freaks and more gross creations so you too can be a mad scientist.
Too gross.
Barnacles in a wad.
As Shakespeare said, shit happens. This is the Morning Stream.
Song got me officially in the mood for Back to the Future.
There you go. And that's what its job was.
Did 2 have any iconic music like that? I don't remember it. I know it had the great theme and score and stuff, but I don't know about the, like, any pop right. stuff in there.
No, because you had the ZZ Top double back thing in the third one.
Right. I forgot about that, yeah.
And they actually appeared in the movie as Old West versions of ZZ Top spinning their guitars.
Yeah.
But was there a song? I can't remember there being a Back to the Future song.
There had to have been, right? You can't make that and have not be one. There had to have been one. all right. Let's go forth.
Okay.
With haste as we bring in Nicole. Where's her intro? I've lost it. Oh, no, there it is. Okay. All right, we're calling her now, and we're going to talk about stuff. We have a cool theme today, which turns out to be actually kind of easy, but also cool. So we'll get to that in a second. Here's the thing. Let's get her on the line. I'm going to hit the deal.
Oh, Nicole. My sweet Nicole.
Oh, hello, Nicole. How are you?
I'm back.
Yay, she's back, you guys. How are you feeling? What's going on?
Great.
Yeah, you are great. You're not
eating my food.
You're eating food. You're eating it all the time because it's good to eat it. And when you're hungry now, you're hungry all the time.
Oh my gosh.
You're eating for one.
Your schedule is all messed up now. This used to be time for talking, not time for eating.
Yeah.
I'm eating all the things. Yeah.
Beautiful new baby. All the things are good.
Well, you're eating for one now, so.
Yeah.
No, I'm eating for two. I'm making the milk.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Okay.
That's right. Lady
production.
Milk. Mm-hmm. Lady milk. Remember,
factory.
I'll never forget when Tom Hardy, playing the role of Mad Max, doused his bloody face, in a big thing of baby milk or lady milk.
I wanted to know so much more about that whole, like, thing.
That's why that movie's
great. That's
what
great. That movie does. Yeah, I mean, well, it basically sets up all these.
That is why that movie's great. That movie.
No, we've already had this discussion debate on Twitter.
We have, but that movie wants you, Nicole, to use your imagination and to fill in the blanks and not spell out everything for you.
If I want to use my imagination, I'll read a book.
Oh, see, now, hold on now. We could have this. We should have this discussion sometime, but we won't today because today is recommendals. That's right. Where we recommend cool streaming things that aren't Mad Max for Nicole, but definitely would be for me if I could. So we have a theme today. You want to tell people what it is?
Redemption.
Redemption. Yes. I like
Redemption.
It.
Redemption.
Yeah. It turns out that's both a cool, I was saying to Brian before, it's both a cool theory or a theme, but also an easy one, as it turns out. It's amazing how many stories are redemption stories.
Right. It's an easy one. I thought so too.
Yeah, like pretty easy to find something. But
I already had something planned, and I was like, "All right, how can I can fit this into redemption? Sure, no problem."
Oh, good. Yeah, see, that's kind of what I was doing. I was like, because it was last night that we talked. I'm like, "Well, I'm not going to have time to watch something new, so I got to think hard." And I immediately thought of a thing I'm watching. So that's awesome. Let's do the tradition and start with Brian. Okay. Play your little clip. You need any setup? You good? You want to just play it?
No, I say let's just go into this.
All right, here you go. Here's your clip.
Okay, this is pretty incredible. Business card. Something you might, you know, hand out. Like, for instance, hello, I'm a Rincon network supervisor. How are you? In German, of course, because English would probably give you away. But the genius, the achievement, is this. Well, even Sony would be like, well, Marshall, this is pretty cool.
What does it do?
Now, what you do is you place the card on top of his computer monitor. Now, there's a tiny transmitter inside. This transmitter will override the CPU and make the network think that you are the sysadmin, system administrator.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to guess that this is that Mr. Robot business.
It is not.
Okay. It sounds like Hackers.
It does sound a little like Hackers.
It's actually a TV show.
Okay.
E. David Croft/E. David McFly in the chat room got it. Yeah, it's a TV show that started in 2001, starring Jennifer Garner and Bradley Cooper.
Ow, Alias.
Victor Garber.
Led with, it was a TV show.
Oh, well. I figured.
Didn't want to give it all away.
I figured it was that, but I will say this. The guy sounded like Dr. Rodney McKay in Stargate Atlantis. And for those who are fans of that show, come on, man. Get with me, because that sounded just like Rodney McKay. Anyway.
Huh. Okay. Yeah.
So continue on.
So it tells the tale of redemption of Jennifer Garner's father.
isn't she the main character? She's redeeming herself, right?
Oh, yeah, constantly. Like, I mean, there's so much redemption going on with characters you thought were bad that turn out to be good, or that were bad that start to do good things. Ron Rifkin, for example, who plays the Arvin Sloan, the main dude for the agency that she works for, that you kind of find out later maybe isn't so good.
Yeah. Loved him in that.
Right. And he's so good. And so many of these people went on to great things, right? Victor Garber is now on The Flash. Greg Grunberg went on to Heroes, and I think is on Heroes.
Yeah.
And,
he's got that big ass spider movie that's out. Big ass right. Spiders. Yeah.
You know, there's a TV show that led to this one, right? With all those actors.
Felicity. Yes. Yeah. Well, they're both J.J. Abrams joints.
This up-and-coming dude. I'm thinking he's going to go on to do great things, this J.J. Abrams fella. Yeah.
You know what J.J. stands for? It stands for Jar Jar. I don't know if anyone knew that.
Jar Jar Abrams.
Just kidding. No, but this was his first thing that made people really take notice. Like, Felicity was good for what it was, but it wasn't
Felicity. Do not.
No, I won't besmirch it.
I've never seen an episode. Dare.
It's good. It's just not the action spy thing that we would now think of J.J. Abrams as, both in TV and films. Like, it was more of what he was going to be. Felicity was more of a side of him that we don't see a lot of, and it would be interesting to see him return to that someday, something like that. You know,
he did a write-up on Felicity. They did a 25-year anniversary edition of Entertainment Weekly, and they interviewed everyone from the show. Cool.
They should bring it back like they're bringing back Gilmore Girls. Why the hell not, man?
Well, here's the thing. If you watch Limitless, the main character's dad is played by Ron Rifkin, who played Arvin Sloan. Yeah. And the setup for the whole show is based on the movie starring Bradley Cooper, who appears as a guest star in some episodes.
Yeah. I just watched the pilot episode yesterday of Limitless. I really like it.
It's really good. Yeah, it's I think the best of the brand new series of that style that came out this year. Yeah.
That kind of
Don't get attached to Minority Report. It's
I haven't watched it yet.
It's not great.
Don't bother.
Damn it.
I started watching Scream Queens.
Yeah. Oh yeah, how's that?
The pilot is 2 hours long, so I'm not through it yet.
You know,
but it's cool.
I want whatever waffles you're eating. Can I have some?
a bagel.
Oh, a bagel. That sounds good too. That'd be all right.
If you put syrup on it, it could
be. No, listen. Nicole goes through 9 months of can't eat, so
yes.
Has to eat because she has to force herself.
Technically seven.
7 months, yeah. But that's right, because she was so early, and so was Mateo. So I'm just saying, you can eat anytime you want now. I think you deserve it. You should be able to go to the Chuck-O-Rama. You guys have Chuck-O-Rama down there?
Mm-mm.
Oh, we have a place called Chuck-O-Rama. You should go there. It's just endless, like, buffet, and you should just do whatever you want, because you deserve it. Yeah, Chuck-O-Rama. It's like
sounds like something from a movie.
Well, it's all Western themed.
Oh, it's from Pee Wee's Big Adventure. Oh, the bike shop.
There's a Chuck-O-Rama there?
Oh yeah, Chuck-O-Rama's bike shop. Right.
Oh,
yes.
I don't remember that. Weird.
That's where Pee Wee buys his bike and hangs out with Dot.
Other Utahns and Idahoans that listen to the show will know who I'm talking about. let's do mine now. You ready?
Okay. All right.
Here's me.
Oh, by the way, Alias streaming on Netflix. The whole series.
Yeah, and it's great. Except, I don't know, kind of petered out toward the end. But
a little bit, yeah.
But by then, JJ was kind of
fantastic.
Wasn't JJ kind of off the job then? He was doing something else?
He might have been. But that whole, what was it, Grimaldi? Or the whole, all the little doodads that they were trying to find. Really, really cool kind of supernatural-y stuff.
I think we will watch that again. That show was great, dude. Mm-hmm. And Bradley Cooper, I remember at the time going, going to go on to something.
Right. And redemption for him too, right? I mean, he, you know.
Big time. Big time.
He started out as a TV show guy and just kind of blossomed into this A-list movie star. And Rimbaldi, I think you.
Oh, yeah. Another great story of redemption. Blossom, since you mentioned it. Remember Blossom? Just kidding. There's no redemption in that. That was a piece of shit.
My embolic, Bialik.
Here's yours. Okay, or here's mine. And you guys see if you can guess what it is.
Bueno, estamos al final, amigo. Dime tus últimas palabras. Ahora.
Dime las ahora.
Reckon he's asking for your last words, Sid.
Shucks, Jose, I never was much of a poet.
Your fancy tongue with these boys' sisters about to get you hung.
Hable o muere.
He's real twisted up, ain't he?
Sounds like Hell on Wheels.
It is Hell on Wheels.
Yes!
Nicely done.
Yeah, well done. That is from a more recent season, but the series itself is all about the redemption. It's all about Bohannon finding some kind of redemption from his life of seeming douchitude plus heroic moments and trying to find some sort of middle ground, and a lot of other characters dealing with similar things. But I absolutely adore Hell on Wheels.
Too. It's a great show.
It's just
I've
great.
I've not checked it out, but I hear you're not the second. You're like the third person to recommend this in the last 7 days.
I like it a lot. Brian and I always have these conversations about Westerns and whether or not he would like them. I think it's one you'd like. It's drama that is set in the Old West, but it isn't just this thing like, look, we're all in cowboy hats and here's some Indians to fight her. It's not like that. It's a real good human drama, and Miles O'Brien from Star Trek is in it and plays a very interesting character.
Cool.
Totally worth seeing, and I love it. And I think I've even recommended it before, but this seemed like a good pick. And we're
on a break right now. Did you catch up with this year's?
I'm not completely caught up. I'm probably
like they did like six episodes, and now it's just like
They're on some not hiatus, but
when they break the season up.
Yeah, that's total. Mm-hmm. Like lately, you see that a lot with like these 12 to 13 episode seasons. Yeah. They just cut it in the middle. It's annoying. Yeah.
Well, it's their last season too, so this is the last season.
That's true. It's just great, and people should watch it. If you're not now, you should now. Okay, and that's on Netflix. Nicole, lay it on us. What do you got there?
All right, it's been a while since I've done my setup, so I don't know if you're going to be able to hear it. So if not, I'll send it to you through Skype. So
okay.
Tell me if you can hear it.
All right. This is going to be interesting. See if Mark's messed it up.
I know, right? Can you hear it?
Nope.
No.
Can you hear it now?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, sort of.
This is a trailer, by the way, and it is a movie. Okay. Are they gonna? Probably not gonna speak.
This is that movie where everybody falls down, right?
Oh, it's falling down.
Oh, did I forget to tell you this is subtitled?
No. I mean, yes, you didn't tell us that.
We'll lead the world's greatest demon hunters to their ultimate challenge.
Wow.
I've got no idea. If it's not a movie called The Foley Artist, then I'm going to be really disappointed.
Yeah, I'll be disappointed too. It's not Shaolin Soccer, is it?
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Foley Artist.
You remember when I recommended a long time ago The Good, the Bad, the Weird?
Oh, is that what that is?
No. That's not what this is. Okay. But it's along the same vein of that. It's an action adventure comedy. It was released in China, I believe it is. Directed by Stephen Chow.
Oh yeah, he would be a Chinese director. And he's done a bunch. In fact, I think Shaolin Soccer is him. He's great, that guy.
So this is called Journey to the West.
Ah.
And it's streaming on Netflix.
Yeah.
And yes, it is subtitled, but
that's fine.
There's so much action, and it's about a guy who is a demon hunter. So You're in a world where there's demons, mm-hmm. and they have these hunters that go around and save people.
Wow.
And he meets another demon hunter, and she kind of falls in love with him, but he doesn't love her. But he's trying to find the good in people, and so I thought it was an interesting play on the movie, because I think for Americans, we're used to the good guy always saving people. And there's times where he doesn't save anybody and kids die. And I'm like, what is going on? So it was just an interesting. It was really interesting to see how this type of movie would be filmed in another country where you don't have some of the tropes that you constantly see in U.S. films.
Yeah, those movies are good for that. The good, the bad, and the weird, or whatever it was. Was that, am I saying it right? The good, the bad, and the weird, or just the weird. Anyway, that was a Korean film that broke all the tropes. Like, there was nothing in there reminded me of something you would typically see. And I really like that. Just because I like to see stuff that isn't normal. Like,
that you would really enjoy. And this is a fun movie.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of special effects, and I actually cried a little bit.
Oh, wow. Really?
It was funny. There were really funny parts to it. There was sad parts to it. And of course, you know, you're going to have this supernatural element to the movie because there's demons.
Sure. So, well, they're hunting demons.
They're hunting demons.
Yeah. As it turns out, that's supernatural.
So it's almost like it's a movie based on like a fairy tale or a nursery rhyme, and they turned it into a film.
That sounds great.
So it's really fun. And so the main character is redeeming himself and trying to become this demon hunter, and you go through his journey and you meet other demon hunters along the way. And it was really neat. You can actually find this on YouTube as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's the translated version. It's just the straight Chinese version. So if you know Chinese, you can watch it on YouTube.
Oh, it's not, it doesn't have subtitles there?
Right, right.
Oh, okay.
But on Netflix, it has the subtitled one.
Cool.
So it's a really fun movie. I really enjoyed it.
All right.
I'm going to totally Netflix and chill and watch that movie.
Yeah, Netflix and chill, Brian. That doesn't mean having sex with your roommate. That just means watching movies and chilling out. Nicole, had you ever heard that phrase? Netflix and chill means having sex? Did you know that?
Only on the internet.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, everyone's acting like I'm some old guy.
We hadn't heard of that before.
Yeah, like we're some old farts who are not with it. But
honestly,
come on.
I thought Netflix and chill meant, oh, I'm just going to put on like a streaming TV series and watch a bunch of episodes and relax
on the couch. Yeah.
What does Netflix and fall asleep mean?
It means...
Well, that's what you do after you Netflix and chill right away.
It's something about a golden shower.
In the wet spot.
Oh, God.
Listen, let's start our own, because that's how this works. Brian, tonight I'm going to wash a dish and look in the mirror, if you know what I mean. Like,
I'm
that's what's the difference.
Drone. I'm going to go fly my drone.
I'm going to go fly your drone. I'm gonna push bottom lane with Abathur. What does that mean?
I could see how it became a thing because, you know, come over, watch Netflix. We'll chill. We'll hang out.
Well, I think it's just like code. Like, it seems to be big in college circles. It's like a guy will say, well, what's going on tonight? Well, I think my girlfriend and I are just going to Netflix and chill. Oh, yeah, I know what that means. Like, I can see its origins. But then to walk around like it's some little badge of honor, a little secret that only the young people know about. F off.
You're old.
I am old. All right, Nicole. Always good to have you here and thrilled to have you back. And
love
I hope
you guys.
Everything's
I've missed
going
this
good.
So much.
How's the baby? Baby's That's good. True. Baby's happy. Baby's great.
She sleeps. And thus I sleep.
Yes.
So I feel really good. We slept till 8 o'clock this morning.
I swear.
Wake ups. I'm
telling you, man, there's got to be something up with the girls and the boys, because I know there's probably no science to support this, but my girls slept like rocks and Nick didn't. So I don't know if it's a thing with male versus female, but
it's the moon. It's the moon.
It's the moon. You can't explain that.
Well, I know Mateo, he's wired like Mark.
Yeah.
Mark's mind goes all the time. He's just thinking about stuff.
Right.
And that's how Mateo is. I mean, Mateo said to me one night, I don't want to go to sleep. It takes too long. I mean, that sums up him.
I love that idea that kids are impatient to, but they also, as they get older, they get weird. Like Nick can sleep till 2 p.m. if you let him, mm-hmm. but he won't go to bed when it's time. Like, he'll never want to go to bed. It's like, he doesn't want to sleep, but then he doesn't want to get up. It's it's a boy thing. I think it is.
I don't think girls, it's a boy thing.
But the my girls think, never did this.
But you can't say, because I was up all the time. My mom said I didn't want to go to sleep as a baby because I felt like I would miss something.
Yeah.
So I ended up, she just let me stay up with my dad who played music all night. Look, until I fell asleep.
If you're telling me I can't blanket statement the entire world in one shot, then we're going to have to just agree to disagree. Nicole, it's always good to talk to you. And don't forget, this is important. I just want to pass this on for you real quick. Hold on. Here it is. This right here. Just a reminder of the best movie ever made. All right. Nicole Spag, everybody. Nicole wait. Spag on Twitter. It was Mad Max. Bye. All right. She's gone. I win.
Wow.
Scott wins.
She can just pop back in anytime she wants on Skype.
I removed her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I always remove people.
Oh, wow.
So that they can't do that.
Wow.
I'm thinking ahead, man.
All right. Okay.
Why did... I just added Ace Detect and it added something else. Okay. I don't get that. Skype's been weird lately. I'll tell you another story another time about something that happened yesterday that completely freaked me out on Skype. Okay. But we'll get to that later. But now... it's time for a very special moment with this guy.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
That man is Tom Merritt. Hello, Tom.
Don't yell at me, Scott.
I won't. I'm feeling a little crusty today.
You're a little old man this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what my deal is. Crotchety Scott. I'm
enough. My Netflix. Go chill somewhere else.
People, like, I'm very sensitive to when somebody says something super dumb, like a really dumb thing, and I just want to go, I just want to go after him. I don't know why. I need to go Netflix and chill.
Push the bottom lane as a euphemism is pretty genius. I give you euphemism of the day.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Tom Merritt comes on the show every Wednesday, talks about technology, what's happening in the news of technology. Later today, I will be on his show, The Daily Tech News Show, talking about similar things. With a special guest, Nate Langston, today. But, Tom, I assume there's some things on the tips of tongues of technologists everywhere today. What's happening? Tips of the
tongues. Yeah, yeah. I don't know if you'll like this because it's a change on Twitter.
Oh, no! I'm going to get mad.
Get ready to shake your fist at a cloud. No, this is... seriously, the top story on TechBeam right now is that Twitter is adding polls.
Whoa.
Oh, really? Some Polish people can now use Twitter?
Exactly. Thank you, Brian. It's about time. Yeah. It was unfair.
Right.
And
it's based on so many. It's based
how
on
many Polish people does it take to use Twitter?
Apparently all of them. What's funny is in the Twitter post, they're like, we've had polls for a long time. You could ask people to favorite a response.
Right, yeah.
Or you could just read the responses.
Retweet if you agree or like if you don't agree or something like that.
Yeah, wow. Totally. But now they're doing an unofficial poll thing. I haven't got it on any of my versions of Twitter yet, but apparently it'll roll out over the next couple of days. You'll see a little pie chart looking icon, looks like to me. And you click on it and you can do a two answer poll. You can't do multiple choice. You can only do two answers, but it will show up as an actual poll in your Twitter post, so you can ask people things like, "Do you like Twitter polls or not? Yes or no."
Do we know anything? I'm reading an article here, and I don't see it, so I'm not sure you'll know this yet either, because no one seems to be talking about it. But do we know if the third party providers like Tweetbot and other popular clients?
Good question.
Will use
I haven't
those.
Seen anything on that yet either. I would assume that it will be part of the API. Most new features like that are.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that'd be interesting. And how many of these polls do you think in the first day? Let's just make an estimate. How many will be? Do you like the new Twitter poll option?
Oh yeah,
yes or no?
Exactly right.
Yeah. We should ask the audience how many they think.
I feel like it's going to be bad,
though.
What
do you think there'll be more of? That or pancakes versus waffles?
Oh, yeah. There'll be a lot of that.
Yeah. Or Star Wars versus Star Trek.
Will Star Wars be any good? Yes or no?
Oh, God. I'm just dreading how this technology is going
to
be used.
Well, it's one of the reasons I decided to go ahead and bring that up as our topic, because it is definitely the kind of thing on day one that will cause old man reactions from men and women.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, we're all going to be old men on day one. But I actually think it's kind of cool. I like being able to interact with the audience in more rich ways and say, yeah, here's a new way for us to quickly communicate and do a thing and find out how you're feeling about whatever. Did you guys enjoy yesterday's episode? And put that up on the morning stream feed. Like, that seems useful. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be that few days of Everyone does it.
Right. Yeah. Here you go, people. Here's the deal. You use it for something dumb, I'm unfollowing you. There you go. Done.
Yeah.
Brian C. Dvorak there.
Yeah, no Brian C. Dvorak. Nothing,
you know.
Here's my prediction.
We're not putting this up to committee.
I see one that's up. I predict one right now. You guys want to hear what it's going to be? Not to get all political, but it's going to say, is Obama the worst president? Yes. And the second option will be yes. And then you're going to see all that kind of stuff from people who want to stick you with a needle.
Stephen Colbert, great talk show host or greatest talk show
host? Yeah, that's how it's going to go. And that's fine. I'll let these few days pass. It's just like this Marty McFly thing today. It's all going to pass. We're all going to forget about
it. Oh, yeah. Was that today? I wish someone would have mentioned it to me.
Yeah, I know. It seems like you haven't heard a word about it, right? It's been so quiet. And,
But note on the poll thing. Results can only be tallied for 24 hours automatically. And then the poll closes and you just can see the results after that, but you can't vote on it.
Oh.
And I really wish it was 2-4. I get why they have to limit it. There's limited real estate. But I feel like limiting it to 2 is almost too limited, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really, seriously, no pun intended there.
Was there a pun intended? Yes or no? That's my next poll.
Go to Twitter to find out. So at reply me if you've got it already and inundate me with your polls because I want to see that.
I actually want to see it in practice as well. Yeah. When you say that, so they can't be voted on after 24 hours, can they be, I'm trying to figure out how else you'd use a poll. Because if you're going to, I guess you can always look at the results.
Yeah.
You don't need any other reason to have them.
Yeah, the results will be on, will continue to be on after 24 hours, okay. Just the voting.
Okay, that makes sense to me. All right, well, curious.
It's like Canadian elections. By the way, congratulations on your new prime minister.
Yeah, he's good looking. He's a hunk of a man, that guy. That's all anyone wants to talk about.
Trudeau.
Trudeau. Hunky man.
Apparently the first lady is not hard to look at either.
Oh, I haven't seen her. She pretty?
I haven't pride.
Oh, yeah. I haven't pride? Is that you said? I haven't pride into their personal life yet enough to find out. Anyway, more great stories like this later today on DTNS.
Yeah, we're with Nate, like you mentioned, Nate Langson, who is currently head of digital for Bloomberg in Europe.
Yeah.
In EMEA, as they say, Europe and the Middle East. He will be on, and Scott and I and he are talking about maybe talking podcasting.
Yeah, that's true.
He's forging ahead with his own independent podcast, independent of his job at Bloomberg.
Yeah, and it's never a bad time to assess where all that's at, and just it's a little inside baseball, but I think you can find some interesting twists on it, like where the business of it is headed.
Go to our poll on Twitter to let us know.
Let us know what you think. Excellent. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I always love Wednesdays. And Thomas, always good to have you here. Is there anything else that you've got going on you'd like to mention on the show?
Just a reminder that Citadel 32 is available for purchase. If you like stories and you're looking for a good science fiction story, good luck, but there's also this one. Mm. You can get it at tommeredbooks.com, and it's got an excellent cover. The fact that there's a 20% off code for lulu.com print versions of it right now that I shouldn't have brought up if I couldn't remember it, but you can find it on Twitter. I tweeted it yesterday.
Oh, well, very nice. Do check that out. It's Tom Merritt, Ace Detect on Twitter, of course, and Tom Merritt Books. A good place to go if you're looking for good reads.
And good covers.
Trademark. All right. Tom Merritt, everybody. Thanks, man. We'll talk to you later. See ya. Bye. Hanging up. Bye.
There you go.
Okay. I'm looking up the Trudeau family here.
Yes.
She's lovely.
She is. Yeah.
Yeah. She's looks
Sophie
very nice.
Sophie Gregoire.
They have beautiful little children.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like...
This is like Hollywood prime minister, right? Like Hollywood version of the Canadian prime minister.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear his first speech where he goes, "Hey, buddy. Hey, guy. What's going on, buddy? Hey, guy." all right. That's it for that. That's it for those. Let's do some quick phone calls. I got some, and I want to play them for you.
Okay.
This one is directed at you, this first one, and I want you to listen to it very carefully. It's a call for Brian. Here you go.
Hi, this is Peter calling from Ontario, Canada for TMS, for Brian Hibbett, actually. Tim Hortons, or Tim Bits, are not little cookie wafers. They're... from Tim Hortons, little spherical donuts. I thought I'd just make that correction for you. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, so Timbits are it's like a donut hole then.
Whoa, even the donuts in Canada have holes in the middle.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Just like their money, you weirdos.
Yeah, I mentioned this on Twitter. I probably mentioned in the chat room. I was getting Timbits confused with Tim Tams, and Tim Tams, obviously, again, not from Canada, but from Australian.
Yeah. All right, that makes sense.
I do like that he calls me Brian Hibbett.
Hibbett, yeah. Oh, by the way, it's Ibbett, by the way. I'm going to correct him, even though we know he meant
Hibbett.
Yeah, and Hibbett. Something about teeth being messed up. Here you go.
Hello, Scott. This is Bagiwa. I was just calling because this morning I took an hour off to go to the dentist before I have to go back to work, and I don't have to go back to work yet, and I'm waiting. I think I'm going to get a smoothie because I can't feel the left side of my face, and I thought I would just take this time to call and wish everyone at Frog Pants a very, very Merry Halloween.
All right.
It's Barry Kripke. Yeah. Thank you, Barry Kripke.
Also, the gas hadn't worn off, clearly.
Right.
Poor guy.
Nice.
Finally, I leave you with another mashup. This one from Dave Fuller, who did an amazing job on this. He has more in the hopper as well. Check this out. He calls this the Buzzcrotch mashup.
Okay.
Let's see if he's got more Brian Ibbett in this one. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing.
Oh, boy.
You know who I'm thinking of.
Steven Schleicher.
He's all ripe and disgusting. He's my favorite new random person we don't know. He will come on with his blue hair. Oh, yeah. He's got some kind of crazy alien head with a bunch of long hair behind it. Buzzing, yes. Buzzing my crotch, Daryl. You're always buzzing my crotch. Why is that near you? I don't like that sound at all.
I have no feeling either way on this one.
In short, in brief, what's left to say is
he farted and fell over. Luke used baby wipes to keep clean. I didn't want to finish the show without that one now that I've heard
right.
it. Okay, not as much Brian as I.
No, like. A little bit more. Yeah, yeah, thanks, so, Dave Fuller.
I'll ask him. How you feel about that, Dave?
I'm sorry.
Okay, he's fine. Everything's fine now. Thanks for your phone calls today, everybody. TheMorningStream@gmail.com is where you'll want to send those, and also call us 801-471-0462 to leave us a message. Frogpants.com/TMS is our website. Follow us on Twitter, Coverville, Scott Johnson, and MorningStream. You can also find our Reddit at frogpants.reddit.com. Tomorrow, Wendy will be here. Therapy Thursday, usual Thursday business. So come on back for that. You hear. Brian, let's leave them with more music because I know you brought some, damn it.
I did. Now, before we do that,
uh-huh.
This is dangerous, but E. David Croft is saying that there's something that we should play. It's Biff. From Back to the Future.
Okay.
I'm putting it in Skype. Putting a link in Skype.
Okay. I'm going to click it.
Click that.
This is dangerous. I can bleep it if we need to. Here we go.
I know, exactly.
When I'm flying in a plane or I'm on the street, there's a lot of famous people that I like to meet. They shake my hand and never ask my name, and they start asking questions that are always the same. Hey, what's Michael J. Fox like? He's nice. What's Michael J. Fox like? Nice guy. What's Michael J. Fox like? He's an alien. Stop asking me the question.
I assume it goes on from there, but that's Imagine. Biff.
Yeah, there we go.
It's Biff doing stand-up. That's great.
He was in Vegas when I was in Vegas last weekend.
Oh, did you catch him there? What did you think?
Oh, no, I take that back. It was when I was there for the trivia thing this last summer. He was there at the Tropicana, and they had a DeLorean. I think he was playing with his band. He actually has a band, Tom Wilson. And,
oh, yeah. Yeah, here's his... I have more YouTube subscribers than Tom Wilson, but he's got this loaded full of videos where he plays music and stuff. Interesting. How about this one? Cool. I'm Over 40 is a song he wrote. This was in 2009. That's totally him chilling out.
Mm-hmm. Netflixing and chilling out.
Yeah.
You say you want a revolution, kid? Yeah, I did two once. Seriously, I did, but I'm over 40. I don't care.
That's great.
That's really good.
That's really good. All right. The last time he posted was 2 years ago. So, Tom Wilson, where you been, buddy?
He's been traveling. He's been touring.
I guess so.
Been hitting the Tropicana in Vegas. Part of the Rock Vault.
Hello, McFly. All right.
Good McFly.
Now, sorry. Okay, that was great. Thank you for sending us that. Now, Brian, let's go. What do we got?
All right. Now, I'm going to warn you ahead of time. This is another slightly longer one, but I'm going to zip through it really quickly.
All right, go.
It's a lot of line breaks, so maybe that'll help.
Yeah.
Hey, Brian and Scott. Although my boyfriend Justin has been a longtime fan of TMS, Coverville, The Instance, Film Sack, and practically any of your affiliated podcasts, I've only been a sporadic yet enthusiastic listener. However, I've recently been listening to TMS on my ride to work, where we're both employed by a small catering company, and one of our favorite topics of work is the cover songs of the day. Hey, did you hear the second cover on Thursday's show? Yes, loved it. I recently had a small surgery, and he brought me the most beautiful flowers and made me feel not so bad about leaving him with more to do at work. He's my best friend for the better part of the last 24 years, and I love him huge. All that said, I'm not well-versed on proper request etiquette, but here goes. I'm hoping you can do this new fan a favor by helping me show Justin how cool I think he is by requesting a cover of any song by his favorite band, Iron Maiden, for his 38th birthday on October 21st. His favorite, if you have to choose one, would probably be Revelations. The first song he got me to like was Wasting Love, so that would be a fun one to hear. Other than that, we both love bluegrass covers, so if you can find one of those, all the better. As for alternatives, it will be his Back to the Future birthday, so maybe something from the soundtrack would be good. Thanks so much in advance, and I can't wait to surprise him with your help. We're both terrible at surprising each other with gifts, always giving them away early. But I'm hoping, if I don't know what's coming, I can keep my trap shut. Sorry for the long request. Peace, love, and exotic Oreo tastings to you. Signed, Jessica.
Nice.
Very cool.
Lovely.
So, yes, Jessica, happy to play this for you and Justin. Happy birthday, Justin. Hope your birthday is awesome. Didn't find a cover of Revelations or a cover of Wasting Love, but and I didn't want to go right to The Trooper or Run to the Hills because I feel like those are the standards you go to with Iron Maiden covers. How about something different? This is Food for Thought, and this was an album put together by these two Danish guys covering a bunch of different Iron Maiden songs, all in different styles. There's some bluegrass, there's some Devo-esque stuff, there's, you know, a slow acoustic ballad. I mean, they go all over the place, but it's just the same guys. Food for Thought. From 2005, the album is called Now That's What I Call Kin Music. Here is Sanctuary.
All right, here it is. We'll be back tomorrow. Stay frosty.
Network. Get more
at frogpants.com.
Have you ever wondered what goes on behind the scenes at Chuck E. Cheese's?
No.